The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
At a quarter to five, Kevin Johnson, the stock market has ended up once again.
It's deja vu, yes. The month of October, the one that everyone was scared about, is just turning into the month of just steadily rising markets.
They must be listening to us.
Well, I think they are. I think there's a sense in the optimism. And, you know, frankly, we're talking about a bit in our morning meeting here today at Argonaut as well about the fact that, you know, there is a sign of global growth. The central banks are talking about raising interest rates. So there's growth coming. We had Caterpillar last night, had some amazing results. So it was a lot better than expected, which means, you know, people are ordering what we call yellow toys that are out there, you know, building things.
I used to play with yellow toys when I was a young fella, little diggers and little tractors.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's what the Caterpillar gear is. It's all yellow and it's all working very well. And so that was certainly good news. And so our market just crept higher again, another 10 points, 5,972. Getting there, 28 points to go. Overseas is going well. Obviously, the US market keeps finding new high after new high at the moment. So BHP tops again today, up 27 cents to 26.82. Rio up 25. What else can I see? South 32 up 10. So a bit of money going into resources. Woodside up 15. BlueScope up 23. The banks were all very quiet and had the best of them, up 11 cents today. Still some activity in the EV front, the electric vehicles I refer to there, of course. Clean tech were up another 12% or 10% today to $1.43. That dragged the Australian stock market version of Bitcoin, which is called Australian Mines, up another 15% today. They finished at 6. Beach Energy, they bought all of Origin's oil and gas assets. They keep getting re-rated up another 5% to 93.5. They, of course, are in a joint venture with AWE in the Big Perth Basin Discovery, up 4% today. AWE, they finished at 50 cents. That was good to see. Also, we're going up today, Mineral Resources, EVs, there we go, up $64 to $18.74. My favourite, Neo Metals, who are in joint venture with them, had a great day, up 5% today. They finished at $40. That was good to see. A2 Milk Company up 17 cents to $7.52. I only just say that just because I want to hear myself say it.
Yeah.
Boral up 16 cents to $7.25. Bega Cheese up 17 cents to $7.75. Good, consistent themes, you know, EVs, resources, China, feeding China. It's just these are good, strong, consistent themes and getting a lot of momentum money trading in these days. The Aussie dollar, it's drifting down. It's good to see. 77.1 today. If you're buying euros now, they're $1.52.5. That's a big change from what I've been saying the last week or two.
Mm.
Sterling's up to $1.71. So this Aussie dollar is falling away quite nicely. So it's good to see. Gold was down about $3, but in Aussie dollar gold terms, it's back up above 16.50 with that weaker dollar. So all in all, a good solid day. I don't even know what day it is. We're that busy in here at the moment. Well, it's Wednesday. I was going to say
Wednesday.
Friday we might get to 6,000 by Friday. Let's barrack for that.
All right. And a big party as well, I can imagine. Good on you, Kevin. Thank you.
Thank you, mate.